So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. And in this podcast, we're going to talk to you about some of the coolest things that my business has given me. So it's given me a couple of things that I'm really proud of, that's really kind of changed how I see the world. And I'm going to go through, I've made a list here of six different things. I'm going to go through them one by one, see what you think as well. So one of the first things is that I've actually been paid by clients to travel. And so I've gone to some pretty exotic places. I think they're exotic. You might not think so as such. But one of the places I did go to was LA, Los Angeles, Redondo Beach, in fact, over in America. And that was awesome. So it was literally, Dan, I need you. Can you come over next week? Let me check my calendar. Yes, I can. Check my flights. Where am I staying? Check that. Okay, yep. And I literally flew over very short notice, with just a week's notice, paid for by the client, flew over. We put in some pretty intense hours there. We're talking 18-hour days, which was really cool, actually, as well, because I was so jet-lagged. I was waking up at 4 a.m., so then I would work maybe, 8 hours from 4 a.m. till, midday. I'm going to have breakfast or lunch or whatever my body clock thought it was. And then I'd work another 8 hours till 8 p.m. and then we'd go out for food. And then I'd fall asleep and then I'd be up at 4 o'clock in the morning again. And I was only there for 3 or 4 days. But we got so much work done in 3 or 4 days. I think we did a podcast about this, but I think it was 3 days I was there. Actually, not four. I forget. It was all rolled into one. But in those 3 days, we got 6 days of work done because we were putting in 2-hour days. Didn't get much sightseeing done, but I did see dolphins from the balcony from where we were working from. In Redondo Beach Bay, which is really cool. We've got that, in fact, it's one of my videos that's kind of a silent video, if you like, that plays in the background on my website. I use it in various web pages. And you can see the dolphins swimming and that kind of thing. It's really, really cool. But that was awesome. So that was one of the trips that I got paid for. The trip was paid for. I was paid. All expenses were covered. We went to Benihana's. And every time someone says Benihana, I just think of Wolf of Wall Street, where Benihana was the reason why the wolf got caught. So Benny effing Hanna, if you remember that piece in Wolf of Wall Street. So anyway, we did some really funky stuff. That was really awesome. So that's number one. We also went to Cyprus, client work. Again, this was just helping create landing pages and some content and all of that kind of stuff. That was really cool. Also went to Paris. This was for some property coaching for an investor who lived in Paris, wanting to get into UK market. And we've done others, gone to London. But anything UK-based isn't really class because it's kind of like going home, isn't it? Even though it's not home anymore and I don't live there. But it gets to send you to some exotic places. And so very fortunate to be in a position where people are more than happy to pay for your flights and your hotel and send you to them rather than the other way around. I mean, I love it when people come out to the villa for the war room events, which, one-on-one, really cool. They come stay in the local hotel, flights are cheap over to Spain anyway, and we work on their business for 2 days. But then when people fly me out as well, I love that. So that's a really cool aspect of the business. Number two and number three are really obvious, I suppose, but flexibility is number two. Flexibility to work. Today's a Friday. I'm fasting all the way from last night all the way through to tomorrow. I'm going to head down to the beach later on and probably do a Facebook Live. I mean, I've got total complete flexibility in how I live my life. If I want to go to the gym, I'll do that. If I want to go jet skiing, which we're doing next week, we'll do that. We've got me and one of the guys who works for me, Graham, those people are clients will know Graham. We're going to go jet skiing next week, which is really cool. Paid for by the business, of course, because it's an employee perk. I think Graham might be employee of the month. We don't employ a lot of full-time employees anyway, but Graham might just be employee of the month. I saw last week, actually, a guy got employee of the month for being diligent in his work, always on time, always thoughtful in somebody else's business. And it was a one-man band, and he'd given himself employee of the month. Which was like a trip to Vegas or something. I thought that was quite funny. But just being a business owner and having the business planned the way that it's planned, so that I have complete flexibility in my time. I'm not tied to my desk 18 hours a day. I can be if I want to be, by the way, but I choose not to be. And that's really cool. It also means I get to work from other places. And also, I'm not necessarily working at the grunt level. And by that, I mean I'm not the person actually doing the work anyway. The work that I do takes place in my mind, not on a laptop. So I can, you know, I can go sit in a hammock somewhere on a beach and I'm working. It just doesn't look like I'm working, but I'm thinking. We had this conversation with a client, you know, they're working 18-hour days. I'm like, dude, you just got to get out to the park, go walk around when it's raining, listen to the raindrops hitting the leaves, we'll look at the flowers and the petals and the bee going from one to another, and just get this kind of gratitude and slow it right down. That's where your great ideas are going to come, because if it's just go, go, go all the time, you aren't making great ideas, because you just work. It's not going to work for you. Next one then is freedom. They're kind of tied anyway, aren't they? So we've got flexibility is number two. Freedom is number three. You know, freedom to pick up and go. Love that kind of thing. Still determining whether I'm going to go to ClickFunnels next year, but I got that flexibility to do that. And we were going to go do some Wim Hof. If you know Wim Hof, he's called the Iceman. He goes swimming in the Arctic with just shorts on. It's a crazy dude. But we were going to do like a Wim Hof kind of weekend up in Scotland in November it was, but it's a week before Comic Con, which I'm going to in the UK. So it's a little bit too much being away from wife and family and so on. So, but other than that, I've got complete flexibility. And really, if I wanted to go do that, I can go do that. And the business allows me to have this utter flexibility and this utter freedom for me to go wherever, work wherever. So, for example, let's say I just needed some time out and I want to get on a plane and go to Italy. I could just jump on a plane, go to Italy, take the laptop, take the camera, take the phone. And actually, do you know what? Nothing changes in my efficiency as a business owner. I can run the entire business anywhere on the planet. I don't actually need to be on a planet. If I went to Mars next week, I could run the business from Mars as long as there's a Wi-Fi connection or a cable that goes all the way from Mars to Earth. Which at some point we might make, who knows. Might play with the orbits a little bit there. But I can work from anywhere because it's built into a business that's how it works. I designed the business not around my ability to perform. I designed the business around the team's ability to perform and my ability to control the business. And I can control the business from wherever I am. Most other businesses are not built like that. And in fact, my lettings agency were 18-hour days. And I look back at that and it makes me cringe. Because stuff that you didn't know, that if I'd only got a coach and would have, you know, talked me through how to systemize that business quicker. By the end, it was fully systemized, but mostly because we were going through a separation and I didn't want to work in the business anymore. I just kind of kept out of the way. But eventually it ended up being systemized anyway. But, you know, if you've not got freedom in your business right now, it's because you need to systemize it. Okay, number four then is training in cool places. I've been to lots and lots of places all around the world to do training of all sorts of different stuff, from my NLP training to sales training to funnels and marketing and SEO and digital media. And so some of the places I've been, so for example, Portugal, we did Billionaire Bootcamp in Portugal. And in fact, there's Billionaire Bootcamp coming up in Hawaii later this year. And, you know, like I've got freedom and flexibility to do that. But do you know what? I don't think I'm going to do it. It's $2,000 just to get a bloody flight to Hawaii from where I live. And, you know, right now in the terms of growth of the business, we're right in that crux where actually I want to work on the business. I don't need Billionaire Bootcamp. My positive mental state is absolutely tip top right now. Anyway, it doesn't need topping up. And we're on a mission in the next 4 months to end this year and the next 12 months for next year to absolutely blow up this business. So probably don't need those distractions. But Billionaire Bootcamp was maybe 7 or 8 years ago in Portugal. That was a lifesaver and it was bloody awesome. It's got to be said. We did Billionaire Bootcamp again, not last year, but 2 years ago. And we did that one in Santorini. If you've never been to Santorini, it is beautiful. Just that hillside with all the white apartments and then the sunset. It was just a beautiful place. Lots and lots of very, very happy memories from Santorini with the group of people that we were with. It was just awesome. It was just a really cool experience and environment, and we were learning some more NLP and just some more mindset stuff, and we played Cashflow 101 and we're jumping in the jacuzzi, and it was just really awesome, okay? Next one was LA. Went and did some training with Ty Lopez at his house. That was just, again, just experiences. I couldn't do any of this unless the business was paying for it. So it was just an awesome experience. And then that other client, by the way, that I went to see in LA, I popped in to see him as well, which is really cool. So to be able to tie that stuff up, you know, I'm in LA this weekend, I'll pop in. It's just really cool to be able to do stuff like that. I'm just this guy from Leeds with five GCSEs. Do you know what I mean? So, okay, next one, London. I mean, it's really funny this because at Christmas, we're actually going to London this year. And, you know, you might live in London or you might live in the UK. You might go, what are you going to London for? London's, well, so what? But we don't live in the UK anymore. And for the little one who's four, she's Spanish, really. And she's English. My wife's English and she speaks English and she looks English. But really, she's brought up in Spain from day one. And so we holiday, call it a holiday, in England. Not really a holiday if you're going to England, from Spain. It's much colder. But for her, that is like going to New York. You know, she's seen it on Paddington. She wants to see Big Ben and the Queen, and she's seen it on Peppa Pig and that kind of thing. So actually going to London is really cool these days. I love going to London now. It's like going on holiday, and I'm now a tourist in my own country, which is really cool, and it feels really different, and that's really nice. But we've done a lot of training in London. Dublin, awesome place. Belfast, done training there. Obviously got to see the Guinness factory. That's, you know, obvious that's what you have to do. But again, if you live in Ireland right now, you're like, what? Yeah? But those places for us are exotic when you live in Spain. Exotically cold. Amsterdam. Did some training in Amsterdam. Really cool. Prague. Really cool in Prague training. I can't remember what Prague training was. It was speaker training. I do remember. It was speaker training. Really intense stuff. Lots of emotion, actually, coming out there. That was really interesting. When you let the mask slip and people can see you for the real you, boy, that's very, very difficult. But again, a great small group of people, six or eight people in there, plus the trainer was outstanding. Thank you, Chris Howard, for being just an outstanding individual and human being, for leading us through that. And then Vegas, did a weekend in Vegas, as you do, but not the weekend that most people do. You know, we did training. We did 2 days of just business training with Kevin Nations. And before I did, I went to see Kevin. I went to the firing range, blew up some stuff, fired an AK-47, a Glock, fired this big-ass machine gun. Just an awesome, awesome experience. And obviously, if you're from England, we've never seen guns before, have we? And, you know, so we're like, oh, I've never seen a gun. And they're like, hey, buddy, you've never seen a gun? That's my American accent, by the way. It's good, isn't it? Hey, buddy. Call everyone buddy. And they're like, your policemen don't have guns? No, we have truncheons. Hey, buddy, what's a truncheon? It's a stick. You have sticks? But we've done some trading in all sorts of exotic places, and it's really awesome. It's all paid for by the business. I couldn't afford to do it on my own, but business pays for it. You know, you can't really, you know, to the tax man. You can't really say, well, the property business is paying for that. Why do you need to go to Vegas for your property business, Dan? It doesn't work, does it? But all this was legit training. And so obviously, you know, one of the big memories I've got was from sitting at the Hard Rock Cafe on the balcony there in Las Vegas. And there was a live band and they played a particular song. And I can't remember what the song was, but it just resonated. And I'm sat on this balcony and I'm starting to fill up with tears. Because it just touched my soul. And it was like this appreciation of the experience. Like I said, I'm just this lad with five GCSEs from Leeds. And that's what I've been called all my life. And now suddenly we're millionaires through property and we've got a great digital marketing business. And people want to meet you and want to talk to you. And they're kind of in awe sometimes when they meet you. And it's just really weird. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm just me. I'm just little old Dan. And I was sat on that balcony and I was like, wow, we've come an awful long way. It's a couple of years ago even. And we've come even further now. And the businesses are improving and the clients' results are improving constantly and so on and so forth. But it was just that one of those special moments. And I don't know what triggered it. It was just a combination of things where you're like, wow, yeah, this is really cool. So if it hadn't have been for everything, I wouldn't have had moments like that. So there's some of the really cool things that's happened and that my business has given me. Number five, software. I love gadgets. I'm just a dude that likes stuff. You know, I just bought, for example, a ring light. You know the lights that you see in music videos, and when you look in the eyeball, they've got like round lights. I've just bought one of those ring lights. You put your phone in it, and it lightens up your face. It's LED. So, like, I love gadgets, and I love stuff, and I love software. Come and find this. You know, buy this one button marketing software. Press one button, and all your dreams are solved. I love buying crap like that. I can't help it, and it is crap. But none of it works. You know what I mean? I still buy it. I can't help it. It's all tax deductible. It might help a business in some way, so we have to buy it to see, and mostly it doesn't work. But, you know, I love buying stuff like that. I love testing stuff like that. But I'm still a tight ass, you know. Graham's asking me to buy Microsoft Office for everybody, for the whole team. I'm like, it's a subscription, monthly, payable per user. I'm not paying for that. Google Sheets is free. Let's use that instead. Google Docs is free, you know. And it's just as good, if not better. So let's use those. I'm so, you know, on one hand, I'm tight on some stuff. But on the other hand, anything that's going to help us grow the business, help get better client results on better videos or better images or better content or better results, more reach, whatever. I'm always up for testing that. But the business allows me to fulfill that role of buying crap that might work. I know we've all got it. You know, we all have to buy stuff every so often. I just bought from AliExpress, a little device that fits in your car. I keep thinking I'm going to pay and £300-400 to get my stereo updated to a Bluetooth with sat nav, and I know I'm not going to do that. So instead, I've got like a thing that plugs into your cigarette lighter. It connects to your phone via Bluetooth. It connects to your radio via an FM signal, and it's also got USB chargers all built in. It's like £6. So every so often I buy something crap like that, basically, just a little bit of equipment, just to kind of fulfil that need to buy crap. But software also fulfills that need, and the business allows me to buy. Actually, we have bought some really cool stuff that we actually use in the business as well. So not all of it doesn't work. Some of it works really well. And it's some of the stuff that stands us apart from all the other agencies who wonder how we're able to do stuff. And that's one of the reasons. And we will never tell you what that is, because that's like intellectual property, if you see what I mean. Other stuff, yeah, we use Slack, you know, doesn't cost us anything. We use Google Sheets. You're more than happy to have that information, because it's just out there. But some of this other stuff is like top secret stuff, but through a lot of trial and error, we eventually find the right stuff, and few and far between, but there you go. Okay, so number six then is the final one. This is just the ability to try new things. And the reason why we have the ability to try new things is due to the cash flow. So when the money comes in, we can afford to experiment on, let's run this type of ad, see how that works. And then if we know it works, we can run it for clients. Let's run this type of video. Let's create these videos. These are a little bit unusual, but let's try and run these and see what that works. Let's spend a bit of time creating some more longer videos where they're like 30 seconds per take. And there might be 8 takes, so you're going to end up with a 4-minute video, but it's all stitched together in different transitions. Let's try that. I might take our video guy a couple of hours, 5 or 6 hours to do, but can we offer those out for our clients? Let's just chuck some money at that and see what sticks and see what comes back and see how that works. And we're just doing one right now. It's a 25-minute video, and it's going to take like 10 hours. It's not, you know, it's not a cheap video for us to create at all. It will possibly cost as much as their monthly payment. So, you know, we don't make a profit on it at all. But it's interesting to test it and try it and go, okay, actually, this does work. Is there a way that we can incorporate this now into our business to give it to clients without it costing so much? And what's the best way? So we can develop all these what-if scenarios based on the point that we've got spare cash flow that we can then spend on testing. And the only people that really benefit from that are our clients. And how awesome is that? We can test and develop like an R&D kind of thing so that our clients benefit. And there's not many other businesses that are prepared to do that, you know. So they're the six things, the six coolest things that my business has given me. Obviously, the biggest couple in there is the ability to go from place to place. You know, having that, it all rolls into one. It's freedom and flexibility, both in terms of training, in terms of me providing training and providing actual work for clients, plus me in actually receiving training as well. It all adds up to that experience of being able to travel. And I guess, you know, the biggest thing that it gives me is the opportunity to travel and see new places, which I really enjoy. Anyway, I'd love to know what the coolest things your business has given you. Just drop me a message, let me know, and we'll pick up with you in the next podcast. My name's Dan Latto. Hope you have an awesome day, and we'll speak to you soon. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.